You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy. A watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC. The show you are listening to is A Face for Radio, and I am your host, Eric Coates. Today, on New Year's Eve, the last show of 2015. On the last day of 2015. I'm excited, everybody. I think it's going to be a good year, 2016. 2015 was a good year, I guess. I mean, it's always tough to add these things up. You know, by the time the end of the year comes around to decide what counts as a good year or not, I don't think there's enough time has elapsed for that to be a proper assessment. So I'm just going to say it was a good year. I think it was overall a good year. There we have it. Did you have a good year? I hope so. We have a good show planned for you tonight, today, this morning, 10 a.m. on this beautiful sunny day here. I'm not going to do a list show. I think some listeners might have expected that, but I don't really want to do one, because I think to do a proper list show where you're playing your favorites from the entire year, that really is a year-long process to achieve that show, where you have to be cataloging and rating and re-listening to all the things you listen to throughout the year so you can have a proper assessment. Or else it's just like, who remembers what happened in February, right? But then I might remember that my favorite album in February actually like way more than favorite album I was listening to last week. So it seemed like a fool's errand. And I thought instead of pursuing that, I'd just play some highlights, some things that I thought of, that I listened to, that I was interested in. And we're going to play a special New Year's Eve game here that is a tradition at the household, at my home. So stay tuned for that. It's quite exciting. We'll have the special participation of various famous guests, alive and dead, will be joining us. So get ready. But before we go into that, we're going to kick it all off with a little bit of music. And we're going to start off with, I think my favorite Canadian album of the year, Cosmic Troubles by the Edmonton band Faith Healer. Possibly my favorite album of the year, period. It's definitely up there. But we're going to start off with them. And the song is Acid. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
pictures, but they say something I can't read. I wish I could, but I don't speak carpet.
Baby, you was
All right. We are back with A Face for Radio, and I am your host, Eric Coates, here on CITR 101.9 FM. And we kicked off our final show of the year here at CITR on New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2015. We kicked it off with the song Acid by Faith Healer off of their great album Cosmic Troubles. Saw them recently, twice. They played here at CITR on Femme Concept, and that was very good. And then they played as well at the Mint Records Christmas party, which was also very good. And that was great. Then we listened to the song The Weaving by a band called Fuzzy P off of their debut EP called The Fuzz EP. And this is the first of track of a few songs that I'm playing by bands that friends of mine are in that I really liked. I'm not playing these because I'm friends with them, but because I think these are great songs. I think this song in particular could be a hit right away. It's got a just great, great tune. So Fuzzy P, local Vancouver group, keep your eye out for them. And then a song from an album that came out very early in the year that I was very excited for. That was a great album by a great lyricist and musician, Courtney Barnett from Australia, with the song Aqua Profunda off of her album Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. And that was our first bit. So you might be wondering what our special game is today that we're going to be doing. And we are going to be doing I'm going to be reading out some questions from the Proust questionnaire. My mom has, ever since I was very little, every New Year's Eve, done the Proust questionnaire with me and other people who are around, generally, and always, and has kept track of the answers a lot. Has kept track of the answers since I was a youngster. So I will be answering a couple of the questions from it, but I think to most of you at home, what might be a little bit more interesting is the famous people who have answered this questionnaire. I think Vanity Fair has been doing, bits and pieces of the Proust questionnaire in their magazine for many years now, so they've had many famous and interesting and intelligent people answer these questions, and so we're going to be reading a few of those after this next bit of music. However, before we do that, just to clarify, the Proust questionnaire was not created by Marcel Proust. Instead, it was a questionnaire. I don't know why it got so famous after he did it, but apparently he did it when he was 13 and then again when he was 20 and probably later, and his answers are recorded, and it has since been associated with him. But I actually have no idea who really came up with it. Anyways, let's get some more music going before we continue. And also before that, did you know that it will be New Year's? It will hit midnight in India and Sri Lanka in 6 minutes and 47 seconds. So if you have friends, family, folks you know in India and Sri Lanka, Happy New Year. Send them a Happy New Year. Happy New Year, India and Sri Lanka. I hope you like the music that we'll be playing when it hits New Year's. You can listen to it to this show right now in India or Sri Lanka or Sri Lanka on CITR.ca. So, technology. That is a pretty crazy thing. Who knows where 2016 will take us? Jeez Louise. Anyways, I've got another album, another song here by a group, some friends of mine, a band called Yokes, featuring all CITR-related members, including a former president, a current vice president, former promotions director. They all have shows, and they played their first show December 11th, I believe, at Redgate, and it was a really fun show. They did a great job. They also covered did a great cover as well. But enough about that. Let's listen to one of the songs that I played quite a bit by a Vancouver band called Yokes. The song is Both Know off of the album Not Your Bay Demos. Enjoy.
Thank you.
to CITR 101.9.
Do you care that it's the end of the year? I don't think Chastity Belt does, at least not on that song. That song, which, by the way, is called IDC by Seattle band Chastity Belt off their album Time to Go Home, another one of my favorites of the year. Great album, saw them live, great show. One of my favorites off the album is the song IDC. It's both satirical and serious, and I guess that works. Then before that we listened to the instrumental tune in D major, the song Susanna by Christopher Owens off his album Chrissy Baby Forever. I love Christopher Owens, one of my favorite songwriters. He was formerly of the band Girls, and the music that he made with that band I think is just great. Some of the best pop music in recent memory. But since that band broke up, I think in 2012, and he made his first solo album called Lysander, which had a couple of good songs, but wasn't the greatest effort, in my opinion. Then he came out with A New Testament, which was his country album, which had some good songs, more good songs. But this album, Chrissy Baby Forever, which he dropped this year as well. A New Testament came out this year, but he dropped Chrissy Baby Forever a little later. Is great. Great album, and it's a return to form, one might say. I liked his other stuff, but this is top-notch. Also saw him live, and he was great. Second time I've seen him live. I saw him live twice. No, I guess the last time. Maybe it was twice in 1 year. Yeah, I think it was. Saw him twice this year. That must have been a good year. And he is great live. Really gives it. For the second show, he played for like 2 hours. Whew. And then we kicked it all off with a song, Both Know, by the band Yokes. All right, folks, it's the time you've been waiting for. Let's get to answering or finding out some answers to the famous Proust questionnaire. New Year's Eve tradition for me, and I'm sharing it with my dear listeners. So, here's a couple that Marcel Proust answered when he filled out the questionnaire in 1890. And it said, my favorite occupation, loving. Pretty good, huh? And my favorite color, he said, the beauty is not in the colors, but in their harmony. Which is pretty good. Which is not bad at all. And then I've got, so I'm just going to give some highlights, some interesting ones or some funny ones. I have here Lauren Bacall and the great Hollywood actress. And in a questionnaire that she answered for Vanity Fair, Vanity Fair's Proust questionnaire in April 2004, they asked, so she was asked, what is your idea of perfect happiness? Waking up in the morning. What is your greatest fear? Not waking up in the morning. Thought that was pretty good. Then we've got Mr. Harry Belafonte, the great, great singer and even greater civil rights activist. He's really a top-notch guy. I used to think Harry Belafonte was a funny figure, but I actually think Harry Belafonte is a pretty important, pretty good guy, pretty interesting, cool guy. Especially if you have a chance, go on YouTube or just on Google and search up Blank on Blank and the Larry King story. Blank on Blank is something that I think it's PBS, Public Broadcasting in the U.S., puts together. They're these little short videos of interview segments that were never aired or never completed. By a variety of different people, and they animate them. So they do little drawings for them. And there's one with Larry King where he tells the story of how he was starting out as a disc jockey, a radio programmer in Miami, Florida, I think. So it's somewhere in Florida. And he was doing the late night show. And he used to do everything, basically, because he was starting out and he'd take whatever he could get. And the late night person didn't show up. So he was like, listen, I'll take it. I'll do the late night show. So he was doing the show, and at about 5 o'clock in the morning, he gets a call, and he hears the sultry, beautiful, sexy voice on the other end of the phone saying, I want you. And he goes, what? I want you. Come over now. Your voice, blah, blah, blah. Well, Larry King doesn't know what to do, so he's like, I'm on the air. She's like, it'll be short, just be quick. I mean, he's like, my shift ends in an hour. I'll come in an hour. And she says, no, you need to come now. I have work in an hour. So he goes, oh, no one else is here. What am I going to do? So he gets a Harry Belafonte album, and he puts it on. So he says, folks, I have a treat for you. I'm going to play the full Harry Belafonte album live at a Carnegie Hall or something. So he puts it on, speeds over. This woman lives about 10 minutes away. He drives over there. He's nervous. He opens the door. He sees a light silhouette of a beautiful woman. And he goes over. They start kissing. All he hears is the radio. And the radio is, instead of playing Harry Belafonte, is just skipping. And it's going, in the night, 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 instead of playing the song, because it caught a scratch on the album. So this is playing live radio. So he freaks out. He goes back, keeps the radio on. He gets in. Phones are running off the hook. Everyone's calling. He apologizes, changes the music. And then his fight is when he's got a phone call from this old Jewish guy who was in an old folks home. And the guy is going, in the night, you keep playing in the night. It's killing my head. What are you doing this to me? And Larry King's like, listen, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. It just sort of happened. I apologize. But if I might ask you, if it was so irritating, why didn't you just change the station? And the guy goes, I'm an invalid, and they put the radio too high, so I couldn't change the station. So, anyways, it's funny when Larry check it out. Anyways, that made me think of Harry Belafonte. That's what Harry Belafonte makes me think of. But he answered here, which talent would you like to have? And he said, to compose like Duke Ellington and to sing like Odetta. Yes, sir. I agree. I would love to have those talents as well. Then we got Johnny Cash here. Since this is a college radio show, there should be something related to college. And I don't know if you knew this, but Johnny Cash, the man in black, one of the greatest musicians, period, wrote here, what is your greatest regret? That I couldn't go to college. So when you're pissed off during exams, think about that. Johnny Cash, a man who had great success, wished he could have gone to college. So I'm not saying it's for everybody. You know, do what you got to do. Do what you want to do, really. But, yeah, sometimes we got to realize we're pretty lucky. Now we got Mr. Allen Ginsberg with a bit of a snooty comment. My most marked characteristic, incriminating eloquence. It still sounds pretty good. And what is the trait you most deplore in others? He says, insanity, drug-induced, or natural. And we're almost done with some famous folks here. I will answer I'll give my answers in a little bit. We have Miss Jane Goodall, the primatologist and environmentalist, great human being. And she says here, which talent would you most like to have? The ability to learn languages. Tell me about it. It'd be a great talent. Be able to learn 10 languages. And then we got, what is your current state of mind? Deep concern at the state of the planet, environmental and social. Same here, Jane. And now, lastly, I think Jimmy Buffett is a hilarious character. I've never listened to any Jimmy Buffett music seriously, but I think Jimmy Buffett is a funny guy. And he says here, I think this is pretty funny. Hold your horses. What is your favorite journey? Paris. Always Paris. Who knew Jimmy Buffett's favorite journey was Paris? That'd be an island. Yeah, or a hamburger or something. And he says, but he did say, how would you like to die? And he said, quietly on an island, so who knows? All right, we got some more music here coming up for you folks. Show's going by pretty quick. It's already been New Year in India and Sri Lanka. That was 15 minutes ago. 15 more minutes, Pakistan and 8 other countries are going to have their New Year. So, happy New Year to them. But first, we are going to listen to the band Deer Hunter with the song Carry On, or Carrion, off of their album Fading Frontier, The Closer, off that album. Enjoy.
Even though you're gone, I still carry on. It's the same big scene. It's the you free. Now run along.
Do you like friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends at UBC and the West Side, like Australian Boot Company, Dentry's Pub, The Bike Kitchen, Limelight Video, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
All right, we are back here with A Face for Radio. Just a little bit of time left before Transition State here on CITR 101.9 FM. And we just listened to the song Disgust by Swim Team off their album, or their cassette, Freedom/Constraint. And before that, we listened to the song Carrion by Deer Hunter off of their album Fading Frontier. And I've got here, I'll answer a couple of the Proust questionnaire questions for myself. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? Well, I always used to say my level of fitness at this moment. I'd like to be more fit. If you were to die and come back as a person or thing, what do you think it would be? I think I would come back as a microphone. And what? Let's see. How would you like to die? I wouldn't. All right, we got a few more songs left before we close it out. Unfortunately, won't have time to play everything that I wanted to play. It's tough to play a Kamasi Washington song, even though I think it's one of the best. He had one of the best albums of the year when all of the songs are like 15 minutes long. Anyways, we're going to finish it off with Iceberg Ferg, one of my favorite Canadian musicians of the year, with the song Still Friends off his album Waiting On, Iceberg Ferg out of Victoria. And then we're going to play Looking Out My Back Door by CCR, some Creedence, because I discovered that I love Creedence Clearwater Revival, one of the great discoveries of the year for me, that I do. I think Creedence is a great band, and they deserve all the love. And then we're going to close it off with one of my favorite jazz albums, song off of it, the soundtrack to the film Elevator to the Gallows by Louis Malle, with the song Générique, the opener by Miles Davis, who did the whole thing. So that's what we got left for you, because this year I got more into jazz. It's been real jazzy. It's been a great time here with all of you, and thanks for listening. Happy New Year from A Face for Radio to all you folks at home.
I'm so glad you didn't drown that day at the river. Looking back, you should have known you weren't a swimmer. I'm so glad we grew up next to one another. Looking back, you should have known you weren't just any other. Mixed up communication, always a problem. Looking back, you should have paid more mind to solve that. But it all worked out in the end, so we can look back and laugh. Because we're still friends, because we're still friends.